Because she doesn't write in the lofty manner of War and Peace, Tatyana Tolstoya can't be compared by the critics to her great-granduncle Leo. And because she doesn't write in hack obeisance to a Stalin, she can't be compared to her grandfather Alexei. But because she writes short, everybody's comparing her to Chekhov. This is silly. If Tolstoya sounds like anybody specifically Russian in this luminous collection of stories, it's the novelist Bulgakov, or the poet Mandelstam, or any one of the fantasts of the Silver Age of Russian lit between 1905 and Bolshevism, like Andrei Bely. Like Bely, in fact, she writes mostly of the city of the Winter Palace, except that it's Leningrad now instead of St. Petersburg, where metaphors flash like firebirds in the night sky. And because she writes of the very young and very old, memory and illusion, passionate beginnings and love gone wrong, magic and failure, she will remind American readers most of all of John Cheever for the sadness, and John Updike for those tricks of language by which that sadness surprises itself into celebration. Somehow, she bounces. What are we to make, for instance, of poor Pipka, whose story of herself is so wild and confused? Something, and I quote, about wanting to go to drama school, even being accepted, but at the market she ran into pickled garlic vendors and was taken away, gagged, to Baku, in a white Volga without license plates. There they violated her, knocked out half her teeth, and abandoned her naked on the seashore in a puddle of oil. In the morning she allegedly was found by a wild tribesman passing through Baku, who took her to his mountain eyrie and kept her there all summer, feeding her melon from knife point through a crack in the cabin wall. In the fall, he traded her to a passing ethnographer for a watch without hands. This certainly isn't Chekhov. But nobody listens to Pipka anyway. She wasn't a person, was she? Nobody listens to the storytellers, the dreamers, the old babysitter who once upon a time, before the revolution, had been young and cherished, the bachelor in love with the recorded voice of a singer gone to seed, the shy librarian who loses his heart and his wallet, Rima, who had heard, quote, the future whispering to her alone. She had been promised every wreath, flower, island, and rainbow, and where were they now? They're all of them lonely in their crowded communal apartments. Time is their problem, not ideology. Nobody listens but Tolstoya, who lets their hearts fly out of their mouths and play in the mountain light and wind. No wonder they wouldn't let this woman into the Moscow Writers' Union last year. She keeps on opening windows. Maybe there's something after all of the 19th century great-granduncle in her, a little Leo. Quote, the clock was ticking, fruit compote floated in a glass pitcher, and his slippers had grown cold overnight. Old Peters pushed the window frame, the blue glass rang, 1,000 yellow birds flew up, and the naked golden spring cried, laughing, catch me, catch me. And wanting nothing, regretting nothing, Peters smiled gratefully at life, running past, indifferent, ungrateful, treacherous, mocking, meaningless alien, marvelous, marvelous, marvelous.